Can you not?
How can you not? I like it. Who
That's
is that?
Some pretty pop music, and it's all free pop from Matt and Kim.
Matt and Kim
on the KC Live outdoor stage in the heart of the Kansas City Power and Light District. That's at 8 o'clock Friday night.
Tonight.
Yeah, you've got to be 21 or over. My son, who's just weeks shy of 21, was lamenting the fact that he won't be able to come see this fun free show by Matt and Kim. Practitioners of indie alternative do-it-yourself dance friendly.
Should I know about Matt and Kim?
Well, yeah, that's why we're here.
I'm
telling you about them.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, should you or shouldn't you? You want to know about Matt and Kim.
I do now.
Okay, well, here we go. Matt smiles and sings and plays keys. Kim smiles and plays drums, which sounds a lot like the White Stripes. Remember that?
Yeah.
And like the White Stripes.
Jack White.
And the woman on drums who was his...
The opposite of Black White.
Yeah. Anyway, Matt and Kim, like the White Stripes, even though they're not really musically similar, that was heavier White Stripes. Matt and Kim are a real couple and a musical duo. They got noticed by the larger world after the video of their song Lessons Learned showed them stripping naked in Times Square on a very brisk winter night.
That would get attention.
Well, yeah,
that's
the video.
A good way to get your music out there.
Yes, it went viral, of course, and it also got temporarily knocked off of YouTube. And there's nothing like censorship, Steve, to get
the
world's
attention.
We should go
strip naked and get some attention for the weekend to-do list.
Are we mind readers?
We'll stand in Union Station with the pirate thing.
Well, here's the thing. I was going to bring this up to you. No, hey, folks, we do not plan this. I mean, I barely plan it, but we don't get together before the show.
We do not.
And I was actually going to ask you, maybe we should do the segment in the nude because that might kick up the ratings.
Yeah.
But then I started to think we could just say we're doing it in the nude. And it would have the same effect, right? It's radio.
That's right.
That's why radio rocks.
But Matt and Kim, 8 p.m. tonight at the KC Live Outdoor Stage.
Highly recommended.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you.
There's something about her singing that song.
Yeah.
You just smile because you just sort of like Dolly Parton.
Yeah, there's something about
Dolly. What is it about Dolly Parton?
I think we know the answer to that.
There's lots of things.
Right. Yeah. Well, 9 to 5, the musical. And that's her singing 9 to 5, the title song. That's from the 1980 movie comedy. And the musical is, of course, based on that. The musical is on stage at 8:30 tonight, Saturday, Sunday, at Theater in the Park at Shawnee Mission Park. It's not absolutely free, but tickets are only a few bucks.
Is Dolly still performing?
Absolutely. Every time she steps out of her house, she's performing.
Yes,
no, we love Dolly. Dolly's at it. Now, see, Dolly co-starred with Jane Fonda.
And Lily Tomlin.
And the guy...
Both of whom have been here over the years.
Oh, you name dropper.
Yes, I am.
You've done it all, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, I have, yeah. Jane Fonda was something.
Jane Fonda...
There's a story sometime.
Is something.
Yes.
The stories you could tell but won't because of propriety's sake on the air.
I could talk about
Jane
Fonda. She walked in here and she said, "Did you read my book?" And I said, "I read big chunks of it." And she said, "Pretty good, wasn't it?" And it was like, pretty good, but it wasn't, you know...
Well, when she talks about and writes about when she was actually spat upon by someone who...
That was that night after our interview.
Oh, that's right. It was after the interview.
On the plaza at Unity Temple, yeah.
Next time you have her on, you'll have to discuss that.
Yes.
Anyway, 9 to 5, the musical, is very light. It's a late 70s thing, you know, and if they... And it's about these three gals who just can't get ahead in the office because they have this, you know, chauvinist pig maniac.
Boss guy, right? Right.
They really should call it these days, if it was set today, I'd call it 8 to 7 or maybe 7 to 9. Because you got to work more hours just to keep your job.
Yes, tell
just
me about it.
Just a little social commentary
tell me about it.
There, very little. Anyway, and I want to get this in. This production at Theater in the Park of 9 to 5 The Musical, sure, the show focuses on women. Well, the real women who are empowered in the workplace will be saluted, including quite a few Kansas City women in business. I have a whole list of honorees here, but you have to go out there. They'll, I'm sure, put them on stage and say nice things about them. Also, later in the year, out there at Shawnee Mission Park, Peter Pan, Damn Yankees, Hairspray, but 9 to 5, the musical. It's a fine way to spend a summer evening.
All of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
Girls love it, guys love it, even my mom loves it. Girls love it, guys love it, everybody wants to touch it. Joseph Stalin, Fu Manchu, Gandhi, Dolly Zappa, Keith Hernandez, Snidely Whiplash, Howard Hughes, Dr. Demento, Raleigh Fingers, Groucho Marx, even Hercule Poirot, Sigmund Freud had a mustache because he loved his mother.
I want to see you make the leap between this song and the topic that you're trying to represent here. Go,
from
you're
my
on.
Lips to the microphone.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a song about mustaches. And I hadn't thought about Snidely Whiplash, Dudley Do-Right's nemesis in quite
that's
some
right,
time.
That's right.
Well, would you believe that the comedy As You Like It by William Shakespeare, which is on stage tonight, Saturday and Sunday,
at Southmoreland Park, 47th and Oak?
Yes, it's part of the Heart of America Shakespeare Festival. Sure, you're going to get the comedy. Sure, you're going to get the Shakespeare. But you're also going to get an attempt at a world record for the most people attending a theatrical event with fake mustaches. Now, the show starts
today. There's a record for that?
Well, see, I was thinking
Guinness
about this.
Guinness has that?
My guess is there is no such record. So, once they do it, if they have 100 people, they're gonna. If you make a donation, it's free to go to the show. But if you make a donation, they'll give you a fake mustache. And I think if they have 100 people with fake mustaches,
they set the record.
Or they have 1,000 people.
Yes.
Hey, if they're gonna take a picture, they're gonna send it in. I think this is a bid to institute a new record. Of
whatever
some sort.
Works.
Absolutely. And of course, the way into this is that one of the characters, a featured character named Rosalind. She actually has to wear, excuse me, oh my gosh, my fake mustache is tickling my lips.
She has to wear
a fake mustache.
Wow.
So that's the way in here. Everybody gets to wear a fake mustache, not just the gal on stage.
8 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
Absolutely.
My drinking days are over. No more nights at the carousel. My buddies say they're gonna miss me, but who could ever tell?
That sounds nice. Who is it?
He is really good. That's Slade Cleaves, Austin, Texas-based singer-songwriter. How many guys do you know named Slade, let alone Slade Cleaves? Like nobody, right?
Yeah.
8:30, I really got to go and see this guy's show. 8:30 Sunday night at Knuckleheads.
What a great place that is.
Oh, it's a great place and a great guy. Call it country, call it folk. He calls it Americana, which seems to be why he gets played on Americana radio stations. I call it personal, insightful, captivating, and the guy's just got this voice that it's so appealing, yet it underplays the heavy stuff that's frequently going on in the song.
And tell us about the Busker Festival.
Well, you know, Slade Cleaves, he started out, he took a trip to Ireland, and he was busking in Cork. He was a street performer in Cork. That's how he got his start. That's how he decided to become a singer. He might have, in another time and place, been one of the buskers who will be out there at the Busker Festival, where street performers and their like will be featured from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, this Saturday at the City Market Square. They'll even have workshops for kids to learn how to busk.
Ah, that's Brian McTavish. You can find his complete weekend to-do list at kcur.org. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for coming in.
And I saw Superman, and I give it 2.5 stars.
So
go
mid-life.
See it. Yeah, great action. Too much action, but I love Superman in this. I love the actor.
If you need a great film to see this weekend, check out our critics 3 to see their top choices for the best indie, foreign, and documentary films showing on area screens. Monday on the program, we'll get an update on the controversial Jackson County property assessments and delve into the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg, 150 years ago this year. Our show's theme music is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band. We had help this week from KCUR's Kim Noble, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, Caitlin Brennan, and Sangeeta Shastri. Our senior producer is Steven Steigman. Have a great weekend, all. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.